Jilly and Jeremy come scurrying from the swings, scuttling up little whirls of dirt, hopping and smiling, such energy of pep and joy. And it's only a bag two-thirds full of popcorn I'm holding open in my hand. Jeremy is transformed into a big kindergarten boy, consuming books so fast he has to read them over and over before Jolly can take him back to the library between her school and work hours. Jolly, who did not have such a thing as a library card till this amazing boy turned out to be such a bookish child, and who also appears to be Batman at times, as well as other flying people. Jilly herself is nearly four, friendly as always. She likes to play cards because the king and queen and their jokester amuse her. She imitates their faces and waits till we notice before she puts her own face back on. Jolly goes to school to get her GED. Jeremy prints huge words in kindergarten, like catfish and frog and pocket, way oversized in his nearsighted vision. And Jilly makes blobs of clay into different blobs of clay, bending over her work like a sculptor in Head Start, so she will have a head start. She is in the same building I was, back when Myrtle and Annie and I were so little, and the teachers nailed our coat hooks on the wall, down where my knees are now. Those same coat hooks are still there. Jilly's coat goes where Annie's little red one used to hang. I would recognize that red a block away, as I used to. Annie coming along skipping on squares, avoiding the cracks in the sidewalk, jouncing her mama's arm till it would nearly fall off, her mama said. And I believed her. I told my mom, Annie's mama's arm gonna fall off. And my mom told me that was plain foolishness. No small child could break off a part of a mother. I was finding out how moms are indestructible. And sometimes, I think my mom is the only one who still is. Jilly leaps into the classroom in the morning, scoops sand at the sand table, pouring it back and forth, paints big pink and yellow paintings at the easel, loves to sit on teachers' laps. This little one, who wouldn't have been born if boys had been nice to Jolly, and who would be dead now if Jolly had not blown life back into her. This child can give champion hugs and go in the potty like a big girl. She sleeps with a book, lying on top of it. Sometimes it's a book about scooters. Sometimes it's Goodnight Moon. And she recites them at any time of day. Jilly runs to me in this shiny afternoon with her arms outstretched and Jeremy is planted in front of me, the giant at the top of the beanstalk. He scares us with fee, fi, fo, fum, in his small child roar, and reaches his giant hand into the bag for popcorn. Jilly noses the bag, chirping, tweet, tweet, her nose a beak, her eyes bird's eyes. Tree branches weave waves of light on their faces. We leave the playground, hand in hand in hand, skipping, loping, galumphing, being rabbits and giraffes and hippos, and by the time we get to Jolly's house, I am ready to drop.